Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
January 4, 1806. Lewis bargains with an Indian. Today is quiet. The Indians have left, and Lewis amuses himself by recalling some attempts to trade with the Indians, and writes,
"Kamawul and the Clatsops who visited us yesterday left us in the evening. These people, the Chinooks and others residing in this neighborhood and speaking the same language, have been very friendly to us. They appear to be a mild, inoffensive people, but will pilfer if they have an opportunity to do so where they conceive themselves not liable to detection. They are great hires in trade, and if they conceive you anxious to purchase, will be a whole day bargaining for a handful of roots. This, I should have thought, proceeded from their want of knowledge of the comparative value of articles of merchandise, and the fear of being cheated. Did I not find that they invariably refuse the price first offered them, and afterwards, very frequently, accept a smaller quantity of the same article? In order to satisfy myself on this subject, I once offered a Chinook my watch, two knives, and a considerable quantity of beads for a small, inferior sea otter skin, which I did not much want. He immediately conceived it of great value, and refused to barter, except that I would double the quantity of beads. The next day, with a great deal of importunity on his part, I received the skin in exchange for a few strands of the same beads he had refused the day before. I therefore believe this trait in their character proceeds from an avaricious, all-grasping disposition. In this respect, they differ from all Indians I ever became acquainted with, for their disposition invariably lead them to give whatever they are possessed of, no matter how useful or valuable, for a bauble which pleases their fancy without consulting its usefulness or value. Nothing interesting occurred today, or more so than our Wapato being exhausted. Captain Meriwether Lewis, January 4, 1806.
While today was uneventful, stay tuned. In the next couple of days, a party will go to see the whale and meet up with the saltmakers. Tomorrow, Lewis eats some blubber.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Excerpts are from Gary Moulton's exhaustive edition of the Expedition Journals. Additional material from The Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs and Clay Jenkinson. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.